Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 262. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get moving. Get ready. Get moving and go for life. That's right. Get ready and get moving and stay on track for Go for Life. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? Absolutely. The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health annual Go for Life Month celebration, is in full swing this month, September 2018. This year's theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help older adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. And this week, we're focused on staying on track to Go for Life. We've asked NIA Go for Life partner Colin Milner, founder of the International Council on Active Aging, to join us. Colin Milner is one of those people in the world who's just a great person and a thrill for me to speak with. Wait until you hear from him. You'll be amazed, as I was, by his enthusiasm and knowledge of the aging space in our economy. First off, Colin Milner is an author, an entrepreneur, a public speaker. We will hear from Colin in just a moment, and you'll know what I mean about being a public speaker. He is awesome. As founder of the International Council on Active Aging, Colin Milner is a thoughtful, innovative, influential leader in a world of aging-related topics.
When we actually launched the ICAA, International Council on Active Aging, 18 years ago, we looked around, and the term active aging, you could hardly see it anywhere. And, you know, all the industries were kind of all over the place. And, you know, we've had the good fortune of being able to bring together, you know, 15 to 18 different industries to, you know, share best practices and what works, what doesn't, all under one umbrella, which is pretty exciting.
That, of course, is our guest today, Colin Milner, joining us in just a few moments. We'll also be joined by Go for Life director Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly works closely with NIA partners like the International Council for Active Aging to better understand the aging process as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. Go for Life is an evidence-based exercise program. An evidence-based exercise program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just theory. Please join me in welcoming, via internet phone, Stephanie Daly and Colin Milner. Stephanie Daly from the National Institute on Aging and Colin Milner from the International Council on Active Aging. What a pleasure it is to talk to you both today, Stephanie. It's always great to talk to you. We're kind of mid-month in Go for Life, so I know you are super busy. We really are graced with the presence of Colin Milner, but I'm going to let you introduce Colin Milner to everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I'm so glad to be with you again, and what a pleasure it is to be able to introduce Colin Milner to the audience. We're in the throes of Go for Life Month, in the midst of Go for Life Month, and this month's theme this year is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. And in week two of Go for Life, we've just had our signature event here from the Go for Life team, and that was a Facebook Live event yesterday, which was very well attended and focused on fitness and exercise stories from older people. And so what better way to end the week with talking with Colin Milner, who has been an extremely important person in the area of active aging and a longtime Go for Life partner. We're so pleased that he's been with us all along. As a matter of fact, he's a member of our task force and helped bring together a lot of the materials that we use now in Go for Life. So I couldn't be more pleased to have him as a guest here on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to hearing him talk about what the International Council on Active Aging does and his experiences with Go for Life and with exercise for older adults.
Stephanie, I as well. I'm excited to talk to Colin Milner, too. I know my audience is going to respond, as they usually do, to our Go for Life guests. But Colin, you're special. You're special for a lot of reasons. I understand you really are the man that is responsible, professionally responsible, for the active aging term. I love the name, International Council on Active Aging. So maybe start off and tell us a little bit about the International Council on Active Aging goals and some of your activities.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And it's great to be on the show with yourself and Stephanie. You know, before we start, I'd just like to, you know, commend Go for Life for, you know, all the good work that they do. You know, it is, as we were saying a little bit earlier offline, it takes all of us to beat the drum to make a difference, and that's what we're all doing here today. But let me correct you in one little thing. We didn't originate the term active aging. It was the active aging industry itself. Mm-hmm. But the term active aging actually comes from even a little bit further back than ICAA. Not much further back, but a little bit further back. But we viewed it a little bit differently than many of the academics, where we look at active aging in regards to simply being engaged in life. If you are actively engaged in life, you're probably getting out, you're probably meeting people, you're doing things. And as we know, all of that is good for your health and well-being. And that really is our simple mission when we first started close to 18 years ago. Our goal was to change the perceptions of aging and change the way we age. Now, at that time, a lot of the reports that were coming out were very negative. You know, they were, if you're older, you're frail, you're a burden, all of this. The reality is that the conversation is more balanced than that. And that was our goal, was to shift the conversation to reality as opposed to, the negative talk that we so often hear in the today's media, unfortunately. Now, with all of that said, that brings us here today all the way 17 years forward, and we have 10,000 organizations that are part of the International Council on Active Aging, and our goal is still the same, to have an impact, and that is why we are really appreciative of being involved with the Go for Life initiative and the Go for Life month, and together having an impact, and with individuals like yourself, Paul, that have a outreach to an audience that is looking for solutions.
Well, thank you, Colin. And thanks very much for the clarification. Certainly, you, I know, have been there from the start. We'll put it that way. And let's talk a little bit about the messages, because you kind of refer to that a bit and say the reality is different, that there are these misperceptions, perhaps, about the frailty of our generation. What's the message that you'd like to offer our audience about your work with Go for Life and active aging?
I think the message that I would like to get out there is that we all have within us untapped potential. No matter where we are, in our life or our abilities or our lifestyle or our passions or purposes or any of these the terms that you hear thrown around, we all have potential within us to be better than we are today. The question is, do we want to tap that? We have, hopefully, have 30 years at least of additional life. If we, are listening and we are still in our 40s. But even then, we have much more life today than we did in the past, en masse. So my message is very simple, and that is, how do you take advantage of that life? How do you get the most out of those gifted 30 years? And they are a gift. And really, at the end of the day, it's embracing your potential that will enable you to be more able to walk the distance of, from here to the mall and back, where maybe you didn't do that before, or to walk upstairs, or to go traveling where now you actually have to be engaged and more active. If anybody has ever done any traveling through Italy, as an example, you know there are a lot of stairs out there. There's a lot of uneven paths. So, you know, embracing your physical, cognitive, and social potential to live a better life is really the message that we're trying to get. And then you can enjoy that trip to Italy just the way you would like to instead of struggling through it.
This is a busy month for both you and Stephanie, particularly for you, though, Colin Milner. September, we're in the throes of Go for Life, as Stephanie said, but Active Aging Week is coming up the last week of September. I love your enthusiasm. It's going to take all your enthusiasm and then some to get through September and the Active Aging Week at the end of the month. But what do you have planned for the Active Aging Week celebration?
Oh my goodness, there is so much planned all across the country. You know, whether it is Baltimore County, Montgomery County, whether it is the city of San Jose or Santa Maria, or the state of Texas, or Missoula Library, there are activities happening all across the country, and they range everything from walks to talks to memory and aging lectures to ping pong to mini golf. You know, if you just put your imagination to task, you would actually be able to come up with the ideas that some of these great partners are doing out in the community to come up with these wonderful ideas. And what makes me really excited about all of it is that we don't have to tell them what to do. They do it all themselves. They are creative, you know, and that is exciting. And the other part of that is that their residents, if they're in a senior living community, their citizens, if they're in a city, their members, if they're in a health club or in a wellness center, are the ones that are helping to move all of this forward. And, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of people participating each and every year simply trying to change people's perception by embracing their potential. This year's theme is, you know, inspiring wellness. And that's what each and every one of us do when we are engaged in life. Well, it's great to be here to talk about the Go for Life Month. I'm so excited to be involved with it, and also about Active Aging Week, which is the last week of September, September 23rd to 29th. It's a great time for us all to come together.
How nice. That was well put. I really, as I say, I just love your enthusiasm. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. So tell our audience a little bit about the International Council on Active Aging Tools. So you kind of refer to those, the tools to promote active aging, and how you're using those with the new Go for Life website's tools and resources, because the Go for Life website is just it's great. It's brand new. It's got a lot of wonderful resources, and I imagine you're working very closely with one another on that.
Well, you know, coming from my generation, the word I like using is cool. You know, the website is just cool. You know, maybe my daughter would be, well, no, you can't say those words on air now, you know, some of the kids, but, you know, it's number one is that the Go for Life tools are well backed by research, so that, you know, when we partner with the organization, what we have done is we have embraced some of these key tools that we are using on the Active Aging Week website, so that when people aren't able to find a community or a center to participate in, that they can still participate themselves by utilizing the tools from Go for Life and not have to worry about whether they're valid or not. You know, there's some fantastic videos. As Stephanie mentioned, you know, one of the publications is the exercise guide and daily exercise guidebook. And, you know, I was thrilled to participate in that. But there's a lot of different tools that people can download, can watch, can use. There's no reason not to do anything. So don't run away. Use them.
Good. Again, well put. We're going to put links up to where we can find out more information about the International Council on Active Aging website, a little bit more information about the Active Aging Week. Of course, we always put links up to the Go for Life website. Stephanie Daly is with us. She's the director of the Go for Life program, and the Go for Life month is all hers. So, Stephanie Daly, I'm going to let you have the last word here with Colin Milner and take us out.
Well, thank you so much, Paul and Colin, for this wonderful interview and the exchange of information about active aging, and Colin, for all the work that you've done. I just wanted to ask Colin if he could maybe give us a quick overview of the some of the major accomplishments that ICAA has achieved. I mean, there's so many, but I know that you do so much good work. Could you cite a couple of those things that you've done over the past 15 years that you consider especially remarkable?
Well, that's a really good question, Stephanie, and now you're testing my memory, which is something, by the way, that you want to participate in both Go for Life and Active Aging Week to improve. But with that said, I think, you know, probably there are three key things that stand out is that one is that we have been able to bring together this community of different industries that were literally out there by themselves and that are now together collaborating. We have fitness clubs collaborating with senior centers, collaborating with senior living communities. You know, we've been able to connect governmental organizations with potential partners. You know, so really, you know, ICAA has become like a hub for active aging and also for connections. I think number two is that we have had the pleasure to maybe in some instances break through a barrier that some private organizations have had, and that is to collaborate on a international, national, and local level with a variety of different governmental groups to improve the health and well-being of the population out there. And that has been really a very rewarding experience for me and hopefully for our members by bringing the knowledge from these great experts to them. But I think probably the thing that sticks out the most isn't what ICAA or what Colin Milner has accomplished, it's what our members have accomplished. By joining together, by keeping updated, by being part of a community, they have improved the health and well-being of millions of people around the world, millions of people across North America and throughout the states. And to me, that's the exciting part about everything. You know, if we were to go away tomorrow, they would keep going on. Of course, we don't want to go away tomorrow, but, you know, they are the heart of ICAA, and it's really them who needs it to be commended for the job that they do each and every day.
That's wonderful, and that's one reason we're so happy that ICAA is a partner with Go for Life, because we benefit from your outreach and from your enthusiasm and from your ideas about collaboration. So thank you so much for being a longtime partner.
It's been my pleasure, Stephanie, and you know, I gotta leave you with this note, and that is, it's also great to work with people you really like.
Well, that's for sure.
And I will echo that too. Colin Milner, it is so nice to talk to you. Always good to talk to you, Stephanie Daly. But Colin Milner, we're going to be wishing you the best of luck for Active Aging Week. But thanks so much for joining us today, talking a little bit about Go for Life. And I have to tell you, I really like this phrase that you've used, this idea that there's much more life today. So, Colin Milner, thanks so much for all you're doing. Certainly your generous time today, but best of luck to you going forward, and we'll follow up.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, and thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you both.
My thanks to our guest today, and please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Not Old Better. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.